The delusional Democrats did not know whether to slit their wrists or commit political suicide by voting to impeach the president. They decided on the suicide route. After weeks of kangaroo court tactics led by first congenital liar Adam Schiff and then by the Pillsbury doughboy Jerry Nadler, behind the scenes was Nancy Pelosi with a wet finger in the wind, trying to decide how to go against her party's leftist radicals and not lose her seat as Speaker of the House. Pelosi has no real power over the party anymore. That power belongs to a far-left gang of leftists led by Ocasio-Cortez. Pelosi knew that the American people would not be behind the Democrat efforts to impeach this president, but she was powerless to stop it. That does not mean that she doesn't hate Donald Trump. She definitely does hate the man. But her political instincts told her that impeachment was a dead-end road for the Democrats. Nevertheless, they continued to waste their time and the taxpayers' money on a dog-and-pony show that even their mainstream media allies could not hide. Rational people are disgusted by this three-year-long witch hunt designed to avoid a loss to Trump in 2020. So, what's the result of the Democrat impeachment? It has the same impact as a dog barking at the moon. Impeachment is simply a charge against someone. It is not a conviction. And no conviction will be upheld in the Senate. What Democrats have done is further alienate the people from their government. They can only pray that the Republican Party does not follow their hateful persecution of the next Democrat president. For 3 years, Democrats have put aside the people's business on things like security of our borders, our collapsing infrastructure, the trade deal with Mexico and Canada that will bring in hundreds of jobs with it, opioid addiction, and a host of other problems. They simply and purposely ignored all of that to concentrate their efforts on driving a president they can't defeat at the polls out of office. History will record that Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and Nancy Pelosi all came from the sad state of California, and that all three of them were evil. There is no better word for them than evil. In the case of Pelosi, she attacked a reporter for asking if she hated Trump. To quote Shakespeare, "Methinks she doth protest too much." Pelosi said that as a Catholic, she couldn't hate Trump. But at the same time, as a Catholic, she is in the forefront of slaughtering young babies in abortion mills. No Catholic is excused by the Catholic Church for promoting abortion. That puts Pelosi outside of her professed religion. Democrats needed a distraction to cover their misdeeds against Trump, and so immediately after issuing their impeachment articles, they announced their approval of the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. They pretended to celebrate that trade approval without admitting that President Trump had been pressuring them to act on it for more than a year. These partisan bloodsuckers in the Democrat Party take the American people to be complete fools. They believe that they can feed us lies and we won't see through them. Our country's trade deal with Canada and Mexico was actually negotiated by President Trump, not Democrats. That agreement then sat on a shelf for more than a year while Democrats tried to destroy the president. The jobs this trade deal will generate have been left open due to Democrat greed for political power. So now that Democrats have shot themselves in the foot yet again with this insane impeachment charge, where should we go from here? The next step, of course, is to take the Democrats' psychotic charges over to the Senate. There, the Republican-controlled Senate can just dismiss the insane charges outright or conduct a trial where fairness can be observed and the president given a chance to defend himself, something that Democrats denied him in their phony investigations. The president wants a trial in the Senate so that the American people can see for themselves the harm that's been done to our country by an out-of-control Democrat House. Republicans must not simply dismiss the House charges, although they may. A full hearing should be conducted. Democrats should be allowed to present evidence and actual witnesses, real witnesses, something Republicans were denied under Schiff and Nadler. Republicans and the president's counsel should have the opportunity to call witnesses like Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and even Nancy Pelosi. With it all out in the open, it would be impossible for the fake news mainstream press to continue covering for the dishonest Democrats. We would hear the truth. It is time for all of us, Republicans and Democrats, to see the inner workings of this scheme to impeach the president. The greatest fault of Republicans is their lack of will to fight back against Democrat aggression. If they do not convene an open impeachment trial in the Senate, the Democrats will have gotten away with tarnishing this president with false charges. Many Americans don't read the paper or watch the news anymore. Those who do have to try and ferret out the truth from the bias of the mainstream press. That means that many voters are uninformed and malleable. The Democrat Party and their media allies count on that to put the Democrats back into power. It is time for Republicans to turn the water cannons of truth on the Democrats in a forum such as the Senate. Nail their sneaky hides to the wall of public opinion. To let them off with simply dismissing their false charges against President Trump sends the wrong message. Snakes keep eating the hen's eggs until their heads have been chopped off. Democrats will keep lying and double-dealing until their butt has been handed to them in a sling. Now is the time for Republicans to grow a spine. There is more BS in the Democrat Party than there is in a Mexican bull ring. Knee-high boots won't begin to protect you from the sludge or the odor. My commentary today includes research and comments from Rebecca Mansour in a Breitbart article she published. Unable to talk about any actual accomplishments and fearful of blowback from voters who did not elect them to impeach the mother blank, Democrats have decided to use endless repetition of certain buzzwords to convince Americans that impeachment is necessary. They are too dense to understand that they are being so obvious. Not only do they repeat today's buzzwords from Pelosi all the way down to Maxine Waters, but they send those buzzwords out to their mainstream media allies, who include them in every broadcast or printed page. In a conference call, Democrat Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries named six words that all Democrats must use. They were betrayal, abuse of power, and national security. As they try to make the case for impeaching the president, those are the words they all agree to use. We should add racist, because you can look to hear those words again and again from these deceitful liars. But you do have to hand it to the Democrats on one hand. It's not a bad plan, especially when you have a dishonest media to protect those words into the fake narratives and they hand out to Americans in the guise of news. When you don't have a logically consistent argument, the best strategy is to stick to negative buzzwords. And if you're a Democrat, you can get away with it, because the media will accept those buzzwords at face value and pretend they're news. Democrats have been reciting their six words for weeks, amplified by their media hangdogs, whose news reports sound generally like this. Democrats have characterized Trump's behavior as a betrayal of the American trust and an abuse of power that threatens America's national security. And by the way, Trump's a racist. See how easy it is to prejudice the public against the president? You'll continue hearing things like that ad nauseum on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, etc. Notice that no Democrats are honest enough to break ranks and refuse to mouth these six words being sent down to them from Nancy Pelosi and leadership. They have no vocabulary of their own. They are just parrots. Trump has called this entire impeachment farce a witch hunt. But it's actually worse than a witch hunt. The accused at Salem, Massachusetts, got more due process than Trump in getting the Democrats' charges against him. They in Salem were at least allowed to face their hysterical, shrieking accusers. Trump was not. Donald Trump, alone among the political class, understood that when you are not allowed to call problems what they are, you can't possibly fix them. But saying words is one thing. Actually following through with deeds is another. During the Cold War, an internal KGB report famously described Ronald Reagan as, quote, a firm and unbending politician for whom words and deeds are one and the same, unquote. That assessment explained why the Soviets feared Reagan so much and why history would prove their fears were well-grounded. Reagan defeated the evil empire because his words became his deeds. The smarter Democrats fear Trump for the same reason. Any fair assessment of his record in office will show that, by and large, Trump's words have become deeds, and why they desperately want him out of office. While the Democrats have spent all of their time on impeachment, Trump has been working for the American people, doing the things he said he would do as a candidate. Let's set aside the political hate mongers and review Trump's record thus far. When candidate Donald Trump promised to be the greatest jobs president God ever created, his critics rolled their eyes and scoffed. What kind of idiot would say or believe that? But here are the facts, not political spin. You decide. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. More than 6 million new jobs have been created since Donald Trump took office. Since January 2017, 4.2 million Americans have joined the civilian labor force, and 1.5 million fewer Americans are unemployed. In fact, the unemployment rate has reached a 50-year low under the Trump administration. African-American and Hispanic unemployment has achieved the lowest rate ever recorded in our nation's history. Women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. The unemployment rate for Americans without a high school diploma has also reached the lowest rate ever recorded. And thanks to President Trump's immigration policies, this tight labor market has forced employers to invest in training American workers for the jobs they need and driving wages higher for those workers. Reviving American manufacturing has been central to Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. Many economists derided the idea that manufacturing could come back in the United States. The loudest critic of that was Mr. Hope and Change himself. No doubt bitter about his own failure to fulfill a 2008 campaign promise to revive American manufacturing. At a town hall event in July 2016, then-President Barack Hussein Obama threw dirt on candidate Trump's promise to bring back manufacturing jobs. Obama questioned whether or not Trump had a magic wand that he could wave and make these jobs reappear. Well, apparently, Trump did find the magic wand. The scoreboard doesn't lie. Over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs have been created since Donald Trump took office. Chrysler announced last February that it would build the first auto plant within the city of Detroit in a generation. The truth is, it did not take a magic wand. It just took political will. Donald Trump understood that the mass offshoring of American jobs, just like our insane trade deficits, was the conscious effort of a half century of globalist economic and foreign policy decisions that put America last. Trump is fulfilling his promise to reorient the nation's trade policies to put America first, despite furious pushback from Wall Street, K Street, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, Madison Avenue, and Democrats. Donald Trump is the first president to actively push back against the authoritarian communist regime in China that's been stealing our intellectual property, violating our trade rules, manipulating its currency, dumping products on our shores to wipe out our industries, occupying territory it has no right to occupy, and threatening to destroy sovereign nations. It's throwing its own people into concentration camps and colonizing the developing world through a predatory debt scheme. Our ruling class endangered America's national security by allowing our country to be deindustrialized. What China did not steal from us, they brought out with the assistance of our financial sector. They bought it out via politically connected private equity firms like that of Hunter Biden. Trump didn't start this war with China, but he's the only one trying to win it. Everyone else is busy convincing us to surrender. Joe Biden, father of Hunter Biden, is on record saying that China isn't a threat to the United States at all. China was dumping steel below the price it cost them to make it for the sole purpose of driving our steel industry out of business. Trump stood his ground and threw down tariffs. It worked, and a lot of Americans were able to get back to work. All of that required political courage in the face of relentless opposition from our corrupt and co-opted elites. Have you seen anyone else, other than Donald Trump, trying to stop them? This president is also restoring American sovereignty and citizenship. Polling shows that the American public agrees with Trump's border and immigration policies, but the political class and its corporate donors have fought him every step of the way as he has worked to reform the nation's immigration system from a decades-long status quo where nothing was getting done. Now, interestingly, in this impeachment fiasco, Democrats have let their insane rage override their logic, and they have assured that Joe Biden can never serve as president of the United States. By moving forward to impeach Donald Trump, Democrats are setting the precedent for grounds of impeachment. Without any solid evidence at all. The Democrats will try to impeach Trump based on his withholding American aid from Ukraine in a quest for a quid pro quo, they claim there. In other words, Democrats claim that Trump was withholding some 400,000 American tax dollars from Ukraine for personal gain. What Trump actually did was to ask Ukraine to help get us to the bottom of the corruption scheme involving Joe Biden's son Hunter's connection with Burisma, a huge oil and gas company in Ukraine, where Hunter Biden was a member of the board of directors and being paid incredibly large sums of money. Remember, Obama's Vice President Joe Biden was charged with overseeing the Ukraine, and just days before Burisma hired Joe's son, the Vice President had urged Ukraine to produce more oil and gas and to hire Americans. Hunter Biden was an American and almost immediately went on the Burisma payroll. Trump did not want to release more money to Ukraine to be used for corruption there, and so he placed a hold on the U.S. taxpayers' money until that corruption issue could be settled. The only evidence thus far is sworn testimony that Trump said he wanted nothing else from Ukraine. He asked for no quid pro quo. Democrats claim without any proof that Trump wanted the Bidens investigated because Joe Biden might be Trump's opponent in the 2020 election, and therefore Trump was engaging in a quid pro quo with Ukraine. It's a thin argument with absolutely no evidence to back up that Democrat claim. So Democrats have set the precedent for impeaching a president if he or she is involved in a quid pro quo for personal gain. That means that even if Joe Biden were to defeat Trump in 2020, highly unlikely, Biden would have to be immediately impeached because there is firm evidence on videotape from Biden's own mouth that he did engage in a quid pro quo with Ukraine for personal gain. Biden bragged about offering Ukraine $1 billion of American taxpayer aid if and only if Ukraine fired the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden. As Vice President Joe Biden gave Ukraine just 6 hours to fire his son's prosecutor or lose that $1 billion. It wasn't his money. It was ours. It was taxpayer money. He had no right to blackmail the Ukraine into firing his son's prosecutor in order to get the $1 billion. It was a clear case of a quid pro quo or personal gain. Even if Democrats fail to make the claim about Trump stick in the Senate, and with no proof of Trump wrongdoing, this ludicrous claim will not succeed there. The House is on record that such a quid pro quo is grounds for impeachment. How then could Democrats not vote to impeach a President Joe Biden should he get elected? Even their hypocrisy does not extend that far. Democrats did not initially hate Donald Trump. They went to him for donations for their campaigns and walked away with the money. No, what Democrats hated was the fact that Hillary Clinton lost, and all of their dirty secrets would no longer be kept as guarded secrets. Their hate for Trump stemmed from his agenda to drain the swamp and root out their corruption. So let the House impeach Trump and get on to a trial in the Senate, where the president will finally have the ability to defend himself, something Democrats prevented in their House proceedings. A House impeachment is simply a charge. It is not a conviction. And everyone, including Donald Trump, has the right to innocence until proven guilty. So where does that leave Joe Biden and the psychotic Democrats? I'll tell you where it leaves them. They're up Schiff's Creek without a paddle. I thank you again today for listening to my commentary. I'm getting a bit older, a little longer in the tooth, and I've noticed that from time to time as I'm recording, this urge to cough that comes over me, and I have to fight it off. But I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep exposing the truth. We have far, far too much to lose to do otherwise. Just this week, Time magazine put the petulant little 16-year-old Greta Thunberg on the front page. They made her the person of the year. Now remember, Time once had Adolf Hitler as person of the year. I do not equate Greta Thunberg with Adolf Hitler. But this young lady is simply regurgitating what she's been taught by her radical parents, and nobody is questioning the depth of her knowledge about climate change. Let her face someone who knows the facts about climate change. Let her face an expert, and let's see how deep her knowledge goes. It's one thing to stand at the UN and berate everybody else for destroying her world. It's another thing for her to explain exactly how her world is being destroyed. She has rhetoric that is 2 miles wide, but just a half inch thick. Put her in front of the camera. Let her explain what she really knows about climate change, not just some rhetoric she's been fed by her parents. Parents, by the way, who support Antifa. It was a joke from Time magazine. They didn't mean it as a joke, but nobody can misinterpret it as not being a joke. Again, I thank you for joining me. I'll be back again next week, God willing. Same time and same station.